So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Nice, bright and sunny here this morning. We went out and saw the sunrise on the beach here in Spain, over the Mediterranean. Beautiful. Up at 6 o'clock we were. Sunrise happened about 7:15. Went out with a little one. Absolutely beautiful. If I can, we'll put a video probably over the voiceover, if I can remember to tell our video guy. So let's talk about your website and the two biggest mistakes that people make. Now, the first mistake that people make is that they build it and then they just automatically think, they assume people are going to find it, people are going to show up. And generally, that's not the case. And so there's a massive lack of traffic usually going to your website. Now, if you don't sort that problem out, doesn't matter how good your website is, doesn't matter how well it converts, if you're only getting a couple of people every single day going to it, you ain't going to sell that much. Doesn't matter how well it converts, people are just not there and visiting. And so the analogy I use for this is the Ferrari analogy. You buy the car, you spend so much money on buying the car, and it's got all its bells and whistles, and it's 0-60, and all of that really good stuff. And then you spend so much on a car, then you can't afford to actually spend money on the petrol. And the petrol is the equivalent of driving traffic to your website. You spend so much money on your website, you've then got nothing left to actually drive traffic to the website. But that's the first problem. The second problem that we see is that there's actually no conversion mechanism on the website. Now, the conversion mechanism doesn't have to be, you know, a product that you buy. It can be an opt-in for a PDF. It could be a free training course. It could be a, like we do this for our clients, we create a £20 or a £27 training course that they can then sell to clients, and then that gets them into their sales funnel. But it's a conversion mechanism of some kind. It could be a lead magnet, which is usually a free giveaway, as I say, or it could be a training, or it could even be a strategy session where people are going to get on the phone and you're going to spend 45 minutes with them, finding out what their pain points are and showing how your service or product can actually help with those pain points. So once you've got the traffic, then you've got to have this conversion mechanism. And trust me on this, folks, I've seen so many websites with dreadful conversion mechanisms or nothing. Just all traffic goes to the homepage and it says, hey, we're solicitors, we do family law, and that's it. Call now. And literally that is their conversion mechanism. They've got no idea who is showing up, who they are, what they were interested in, what they even clicked on, because all traffic goes to the home page instead of a specific page. So for example, if I'm looking for a property conveyancing solicitor and I see a post on Facebook and I click that, that should go to the property conveyancing page on their website, not to their homepage. And then at least you can see what's working in terms of traffic, where it comes from and where it goes. Most people just send it directly to the homepage. You haven't got a clue, okay? Now, there's a third aspect I just want to add on to this as well, and this is a follow-up or a lack of following up. And so there's something that you can do on your website called a Facebook pixel. It needs to be installed on your website, and what happens is this. Let's say I land on your website. You can then see, not that you can directly see that it's me, because GDPR and all that. And also, sometimes you can't, you know, you don't get a report saying what website pages I've personally been on, or the Google Analytics might do that. But with a Facebook pixel, I might land on property conveyancing as the page. Then you can serve me an advert the very next time I go onto Facebook for property conveyancing. Or if I went on to family law as well, you might also want to set up a separate advert, one for property conveyancing and one for family law, because maybe I'm going through both of those things right now. And so the Facebook pixel allows you to retarget people who've been on your website. So number one, you've got to get traffic. Number two, you need a conversion mechanism. And number three, you've got to start having some sort of pixel to start retargeting to people who've already been on your website. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.